I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We've started like a voicemail thing, I guess. Mm. Thankfully, these ones aren't just confused old ladies.
Mama Jean went to Patty J. She's calling other people now.
No, it's not the same woman.
Patty J.
She had the money with Patty J.
Yeah, my sister Patty J.
My sister Patty J. Norma?
Norma.
Yeah.
No, I got the money, but that's just a bad day.
So this one, she listens to the show, said, heard you guys talking about that lady leaving random voicemails and someone not calling her for her birthday. Well, here's the one I got. Now, it's not from the same person, but it's definitely someone's grandma wishing her grandson a happy birthday. He never got it, obviously, because it came to me. I think he may be in some trouble, though.
Oh no, or she's getting scammed.
Take a listen to this voicemail that was left for her.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, I hear you're going through a real slump. You got to get it together, bud, or you're going to be out on the street in the homeless shelter or one of those places. Come on, you can get it together. You're a good kid. You just need, and you know the right way to go. So, and I've been praying for you. So get busy, buddy, and get up and go. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
Motivational grandma.
That's a great grandma. That's a great grandma.
You can play that every morning before the show starts. I'm so hype right now.
It really speaks to all of us.
I want to impress his grandma. Seize the day now.
Exactly.
Thank you, grandma.
You can do it.
I don't want to be homeless.
Just do it.
I'm going through a slump, but it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up, get at it, James.
Let's go. Let's start the show, guys. Let's make some laughs. Let's do it for the LOLs.
The LOLs. Yeah, you need to keep that for sure. Either you play it personally or we can play it for you every day.
Just do it.
I gotta turn that into my alarm.
Yeah,
can play it again.
That's hey, you wake up. Yeah,
let's
all right.
Here we go.
The best part is every day is your birthday.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, she sings happy birthday at the beginning too.
Every day.
I'll be bummed out when there's no presents though.
No cake.
Happy birthday to you,
James.
Hey, I hear you're going through a real slump.
I know.
You got to get it together, bud, or you're going to be out on the street in the homeless shelter or one of those places.
I know. I do. I got to get it together, Grams.
You're a good kid.
You're a good.
Thanks.
You just need, and you know the right way.
You do.
I do. I know.
So, and I've been praying.
Oh, thank
for you.
Somebody is. Thank you.
Get up and go. Love you so much.
I love you too, Grandma. I love you too, Grandma. Thank you.
Get
I'm so
go,
happy.
James.
I'm motivated. I'm in a slump. The slump's over.
The slump buster.
The slump is gone.
Slump buster is gone. We're gonna earn this day.
Yeah.
Get up and go.
Man,
great!
It's what a nice grandma.
That's like the most positive. This dude's probably got an opiate problem.
Yeah, he's got a lot of problems.
Oh yeah, whoever she was trying to get a hold of.
She mentioned a homeless shelter.
Don't worry about it. You gotta not be blowing dudes in that alley anymore. You gotta seize the day. You gotta stop with the opiates.
But I kind of like the blowing of the dudes, Grandma. It's kind of fun. It's extra
you know
cash.
Which way to go.
You're in a real pornographic slump.
You need to get out there and seize the day. Get off your butt, bud.
You can do it.
Yeah, stop
it. But I'm pulling guys in the alley, Grandma. What am I going to do? I need something else to fill my time. I'm bored.
Get up and do it. You're going to be out there giving hand jobs.
That's a good exercise. I'm going to have strong muscles. Extra cash. 20
Happy
bucks to 20 bucks, Grams.
To you. Happy birthday to you.
Please stop giving blowjobs.
Can you imagine the guy, though, that is getting this message? What a mess he is.
He's got to be
messed,
right? If they've told grandma, because normally you don't tell grandma any of that stuff, right? Mm. If they've told grandma, it's real bad.
Well, that's because
grandma gave money, probably.
You can't cover up the jail sentence.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this listener who sent the voicemail thinks. She's like, maybe I just got a new number. Maybe he's in jail.
Yeah, I'm thinking that he either just got back from jail or he was just arrested. Mm-hmm. Something happened there.
Got to quit your dilly-dallying. Yeah. Stop doing that methamphetamine.
You know the way to go.
She's just, she calls it like she sees it. Right?
How's your grandson doing? Hey, he's a drug addict.
Not too good. Could be in a homeless shelter right now.
I feel like she feels like she can't give him 1 ounce of negativity.
No.
You're right.
1 ounce of negativity.
You're right. She stays positive. Even though she's talking some hard talk, she stays positive the whole way through.
One ounce of negativity,
happy
and he's right on the main line.
Hey, I hear you're going through a real slump. You got to get it together.
Right. She said slump. Not like I hear you screwing up. I hear you messing.
But she's being positive. Positive spin on that slump.
That's what, like an opiate addiction to a grandma? That's a slump.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a slump.
This isn't a slump.
But you always say that to someone who's going through a bad time. It's just a slump.
Just a slump.
No big deal.
You're going to be out on the street in the homeless shelter or one of those places. Come on. You can get it together. You're a good kid. You just need, and you know the right way to go. So, and I've been praying for you. So get busy, buddy, and get up and go. Love you so much. Bye-bye. Aww.
Grandmas love you to get up and go.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Buddy.
Honestly, a grandma doesn't care how many opiates you do.
No.
They love you.
They love you. They don't.
Oh, they'll love you.
They love you more than your parents.
They do.
Concerned.
Yeah, they do.
I bet you this grandma's like the leader of the mall walking troop in her local neighborhood.
Oh, my God. I'd follow her to...
Come on, everybody. We're going mall walking.
Exactly.
Yeah. She is. She's one of those go-getter grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She is. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I want some money at the bingo hall, but I'm not going to give it to you on account of your opiate addiction.
Yeah. I would. I'd give you every red cent.
Red cent.
But I know you're to shoot it up your arm. So.
Zach also got some weird voicemails, but it's an unknown number, and it's a robot voice speaking Chinese.
Oh, that's...
He said it just confused the hell out of him. Hashish? Did she say hashish?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't know what she said.
这里是中国领事馆文件通知您有一封重要文件尚未领取
I'm about to have diarrhea.
请按铃
I don't think
you're swearing.
I'm about to have diarrhea. I'm about to have diarrhea. I'm about to have diarrhea.
We need to translate.
That's the code to activate the sleeper cell.
Just some sort of, it's probably...
Yeah, exactly. We just activated a bunch of...
Oh, Chinese nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
a bunch of Russian...
Yeah, there's probably some kind of launch codes.
That's how Dave and Chuck the Freak officially responsible for World War III.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's all right.
We got to put down a needles butt and get up and moving.
Yeah, and speaking, you know which way to go.
Speaking of voicemails, this listener said, I've been hearing you guys talk about the old lady voicemails this week. Makes me think if it's some sort of new scam. Over the weekend, my grandpa was telling me that he's been getting new scammers calling him, pretending to be a grandkid, saying stuff like, I haven't talked to you in a while, grandpa, but I'm in a bind and I need some money. Well, that's been around forever.
Yeah.
It's young kids scamming old people. You can see it. Old people scamming young people? Nah.
No, they can't reverse it.
I do like the idea of someone who just, they're not your grandma. You know, maybe your grandma's been dead like mine for a real, real long time. But you get a voicemail on your phone every once in a while, and it's just a super positive grandma.
Yeah.
That tries to get you through life.
That could be a good business.
It's not the worst idea in the world. Like think about it. Like hearing that, it was like, huh?
Yeah, like I was really worried
about this little slump I'm in.
Yeah, you know what? Positivegrandmas.com.
Yeah,
you know? Start a website.
Yeah.
They got that pep to them.
You could pick the voice you like the best and then give her, like, you know, what you got going on. Opioid addiction.
You can personalize it.
This is a great idea.
And then she'll call and say,
come on, what the hell's wrong with you? How many back alley blow job? It'll be AI by the time we get this thing going.
Yeah.
Back alley blow job.
But she keeps it positive and she's sing-songsy, nice about it. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll feel better about yourself.
You have a grandma telling you to keep those gongs out of your mouth.
Exactly. I'd send one of these to James all the time.
And it would help.
Yeah. Just have Chuck, much fresher breath.
Just have Chuck do the grandma voice.
Hello.
There he is. You know, does it every day anyway, so he's got good practice.
Hey, could you please call my buddy Andy and talk to him about his
you gotta get it together,
his addiction to the Red Bull type drinks that he likes. He's really addicted.
I heard you
to
got a
Redline
opiate addiction.
I do, Grandma. I like uppers and downers.
Yeah.
I like to get up, then go down. Get up and go down.
Keep it balanced.
And happy birthday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
From grandmas to grandpas, this guy listens to us whose grandpa is 105.
Jesus.
Wow.
And still driving.
Oh, my God.
Not good. Not good. Get off the road. Get off the road, grandpa.
5 years ago, I was 100.
Yeah. It's nuts.
When you say it like that, it's crazy.
It's crazy to me. So I always hear about you guys talking about old people drivers. My grandpa still driving. One time my parents were in the car with him. They were on a busy road and he just stopped in the middle of the busy road. My dad was like, well, what are you doing? And my grandpa said, I just can't see.
Oh,
so I decided to stop.
Can't see. That's a problem.
Yep.
He went to get his license renewed. They gave him a vision test. Again, you guys, he can't see. Somehow he passed it. They gave him his license.
Well, I've seen them do that. They almost talk you right through it if you're old enough. They feel so terrible about taking people's licenses away and their freedom away.
Mm. We think he's finally decided not to drive, though.
Thank God.
But he said, I'm not sure if it's old people's fault or the government just doesn't care.
No, I've seen it at play. It's legitimately middle-aged woman who can't even imagine telling someone in their family that this person can't drive anymore.
Mm.
You know,
hard.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to take someone's freedom away.
It should be illegal to give them a 105-year-old license. Come on.
Yeah.
He's 105.
Right.
He was around, like, he was born into a world with wooden planes.
Exactly. I always love to think about, okay, like, who was the president?
Mm-hmm.
What were the big things going on?
Yeah.
And like
Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of Calvin.
The president was black when I was 100.
That's nuts to think that there's 105.
I remember a time where the only way you could fly somewhere is by hot air balloon.
That's he does. And he does.
This day in history, what happened today 105 years ago?
Oh my God.
That's not 105
years ago. No, sure isn't.
This is 105 years ago.
The Titanic, goddammit!
That's more than that.
Two young adults from Michigan were setting sail on what, at the time, was the largest moving object on Earth, the RMS Titanic, boarding the maiden voyage of the four-stack luxury liner.
They're dead!
That's
12.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
105 years ago.
Yeah, but old people, it's tough. Like, my father-in-law just turned 80, and he... He's driving to Burger King. He's got to go to Burger King. So, and he just won't stop driving to Burger King. And then he got pulled over by the cops, called him. And he's like, I'm pulled over. I got to go. I'm pulled over. And then like, what happened? I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
God. Yeah.
Did they give him a ticket?
And guess what? He went to Burger King the next day and didn't wear a seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
The only way you're going to stop me from going to Burger King is to shoot me right in my face. I'll never stop. I love a Whopper.
Any chance you can just buy him a shirt that looks like he's wearing a seatbelt?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, amazing. You probably forget to wear it.
You have those. I'm sure they sell those.
Looks like you're wearing a seatbelt t-shirt.
I will never stop going to Burger King. Never.
Well, listen, if they take his car away, he'll be one of those guys.
They tried.
No, he'll be one of those guys who's on a lawnmower.
I think he tried to walk.
There you go, Lisa. We got one for him. It's a t-shirt that makes it look like he's wearing a seatbelt.
That's hilarious, actually. I love that.
There's a bunch of them.
I love Burger King. I love it.
You think you're going to stop me, Copper?
I expect him not to stop soon. There will be a chase. I'll chase him right to Burger King.
Why'd you do that, sir? One word. Whoppers. I love them. I always have.
Yeah, what does he love there?
A plain hamburger. I don't think he eats like anything with anything on it. I don't know what he eats.
I love the flame broil.
Oh, no.
It's insanely good.
I don't know why it's Burger King, too.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
This is the Burger King jingle.
That's what I listen to when I'm on my way to Burger King.
No, he probably listens to like the 1974.
Probably.
Right?
It was a better time. Hell yeah.
Going to Burger King since 1974.
Doesn't care about diet or anything.
Yeah, no. Now, why would I?
Maybe diabetic, doesn't care.
No.
What's my diet, you ask? Burger King. I'm healthy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You gotta stop going to Burger King, man.
I'll never do it.
You gotta stop.
Damn you.
Oh, he gets nasty about his Burger King. That's funny, though. What a funny thing to choose.
Yeah.
I'll never stop.
This is the one that I always sing.
Okay, who's hungry out there? Aren't you hungry?
Yeah!
Yeah!
I wasn't even around yet.
No.
He just uses an excuse to play a jingle.
This is in Dave's wheelhouse. This is another one in his wheelhouse. 1982. This is one. Dave was just tied to a chair, I think.
That chicken parm sandwich is making me hungry.
Yeah.
God, that's like before they knew how to make stuff look extra weird in commercials. Like, those looked like they took an actual burger and took video of it.
They didn't, like, make it out of Play-Doh.
Right. It wasn't perfect looking. It looked like a real burger.
Mm-hmm.
I smelled the Burger King smell at my house last night. So either a neighbor was grilling or the Burger King smell was just coming over through the air. Ooh, I don't know. How far can it go, that smell?
Can travel.
2.3 miles, I believe, from last time I calculated.
It can travel.
It better not travel to my house.
I'm going to be that old guy.
You got to get him this shirt. Whoppers are greater than coppers.
Whoppers are greater
than coppers! That's great. That's the best. Whoppers over coppers, bitches.
There's whoppers over coppers.
I hate the police. Boys in blue, huh?
Well, look who it is, boys in blue. Got nothing better to do than pull over an 80-year-old man just on his way to Burger King. Oh, God, what happens if I got in a car accident and was flung out of here, huh? I'd end my 80-year life of misery? Okay, thanks, guys. You know what? I'd love to pay a $120 fine.
I'm going to pay it in pennies.
Someone said my grandpa used to drive to McDonald's crazy fast, by the way, and then go to a different McDonald's and play Monopoly. He'd have to go to so many McDonald's in one day.
I'm going to get both Park Place and Boardwalk. I will. I'll be the one. I've got nothing but time.
That's crazy. Yeah. The 105-year-old driving around is still that's so nuts to me. Because I'm 35, crazy. So this guy's 70 years older than me. And I think my mind's going. I forgot my phone today.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Do you feel nude?
I feel nude. Yeah. I'm alarmed.
Yeah.
Because it's like a habit I developed to bring my phone, and I broke a habit, which means strings are snapping in there, man. Like a carnival ride.
No, no.
You're okay.
I've done it a couple
years.
Times.
It happens.
Ginkgo biloba or something.
I'll go right back. I'll go right back.
Yeah, I didn't have time. I was just like,
don't care about it.
Yep.
I'll go right back.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to need that ginkgo bilobas.
Yeah, you need something.
Ginsengs.
You need to be on the ginsengs.
Yeah, I need to be on the ginsengs, dude. Like I said, I do. I feel like wires are snapping in there or something.
Don't you hate that, though, when you forget like something like that in your brain?
It makes me worried. Like, I'm like, I'm like, pieces are falling.
When you start to come into work nude, then you're in big trouble.
And I'm just begging for, I'm like, I had to go to Burger King.
I'm not stopping.
Oh, Andy.
You have no shirt. You're in your underwear.
A meeting about
I
Andy.
Had to get a burrito.
It was burrito or shirt, and I went burrito with it.
Yeah, no, we all have those moments. I think mine is more and more I walk into a room and I'm like,
What am I here for? Yeah, that happens.
That happens frequently.
What did I do? The other day I was like, I need to go in the kitchen and do something. And I like thought that in my head. And then I like immediately after I was like, what did I think I needed to do in the kitchen? God. I was like, I'm losing it.
Yeah, you rack your brain too. You do. You're like, stand. I've stood still for what seems like 10 minutes.
I'm like looking at the space in the air, like trying to. I'm like,
And then you leave and you come back and you like, you're like, oh, as soon as you leave, like, oh.
I remember.
Hate that.
Yeah, it's alarming, man.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'm sure a lot of men have done this. I'm not sure how many women have done this. Faked a nap to avoid having to do something.
I do it all the time.
I'm sure you do, Chuck.
I always fake that I'm asleep.
I really.
Your kids are running around.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. They'll wake me up and like screaming. And then like the door will swing open and I just.
And they jump on you probably.
And I'll even.
You really play it up. You're like, Dad, wake up.
Oh, you
Dad.
Hit the snore? You pretend to snore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I've done this a million times. A million times.
I know for sure. I just did it this week. I hardly ever nap, but I was tired. I think Tuesday I went home and I was really tired. So I just laid down on the couch and I passed out. And then I hear from the distance, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna keep sleeping.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out. And then Aiden comes downstairs. He actually shook me. Dad, I thought something was wrong. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can I have some hot dogs? Can you make me hot dogs?
Oh my God.
I'm like, you are friggin' 15 years old.
Yeah, make your own damn
make
hot
your
dog.
Own damn hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I was so mad. I'm like, are you kidding? You woke me up to ask for hot dogs.
We are their servant, really.
Oh my God. If I had 15, would I woke my dad up from a nap? I'd have had two bullets in my chest.
Dad, I just want some snacks.
Hot dogs. Yeah, I want to tell you, boy, goddamn. And A and B, you don't need any more hot dogs. You're fat as hell.
25% of your blood is hot dog.
Jesus
I know
Christ.
It. Wake me up.
Oh, I'm shot in my chest.
Woo-hoo. The rubber bullets, boy.
This is why I didn't have kids, because I'd be like their whole childhood. I'd pretend like I was sleeping.
Yeah, you slept right through the whole thing.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sleeping.
Our mom's been asleep for 18 years.
She's a sleeping beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got some kind of disorder. She's either got a disorder, or some people say that she ate some kind of apple. And really she's waiting for a prince to kiss her.
She's just drinking gin till they come around. And
yeah.
Like,
shh. Well, the end.
She's been sleeping her whole life. Honestly, never even talked to my own mother. No idea how she sounds. The sounds of her sleep.
Did she take you guys to the theme park or anything?
No,
or?
She can't do that because remember how I said that? Honestly, we've never done anything with her. Every once in a while, I go and I just make sure she's still breathing because I think she might be dead. It's weird, though, because every once in a while, she's in a different room. She does. It's like she almost gets up and sleepwalks, but we never see it. Never seen it. I saw a bottle of gin appear beside her. Exactly. I don't know how she got that.
Yeah, that's
life
strange.
Is weird.
I feel bad for you guys. Hopefully she wakes up soon before you graduate.
We don't expect it.
The
clothes change every day, too. Nobody sees how that happens. I don't know how that happens.
That's the weirdest.
It's the weirdest thing. I thought you did that.
I didn't. I haven't been doing it. No, she's been. I don't know what's been happening.
But is she wearing like nice clothes or?
She has the greatest clothes. She has the greatest clothes. Our mom.
Her sleeping mom, just really stylish.
Sleeping mom.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag sleeping mom.
She's got the two S's, sleepy and stylish.
parent-teacher interviews were last night. She was nowhere to be found. It was just us two. We just went. One time, I swear to God, she opened her eyes and looked at me and then closed it again. But see, that might have just been your imagination.
You're right. That's just me.
So people admit they do this. Only one in three people say they faked a nap to avoid doing something. I think that's kind of BS. I think some more people do it than that. This woman said, anytime I ask my boyfriend to do something, he just puts his head back and closes his eyes and just starts making snoring noises. I'm going to sleep again.
Yeah.
This woman, every time I come home and my boyfriend's not home, I try to give myself some lady time. When I hear him come in the door, I always act like I was taking a nap. Pretend I'm waking up. Oh, she's diddling herself?
But doesn't want
to
have
sex.
He
would love
to
know that.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's protecting.
Yeah. He'll never know.
Mm-hmm. And this person said, I'd fake a nap just to get carried to bed. That's got to be a lady.
Mm-hmm. It's a man. That's weird.
I texted that in.
Andy, you want lady to carry you to bed?
He loves to be carried to bed.
I love a strong woman. Just to
lay me down. Fireman carry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Which celebrities lost all their money? There's actually a ton of them that somehow, one way or another, lost all their fortune. Hmm. Some of the biggest, though, are featured in the current issue of Business Insider. One of the biggest, Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson died in 2009, he was $400 million in debt.
Yeah, but remember they did, they had the camera crew that followed him around.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go inside of like antique stores.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I want that vase. I want this. And they'd be like, yes, we'll wrap it for you. Yeah. You know, they just gave him everything that no one ever checked.
Yeah.
And he was just
buying away
like $15,000 vase.
I think he obviously had like a black card probably and just...
That's it. And honestly, it was Michael Jackson. So, remember that tour? He died right before it, right? That big tour.
Yeah.
Like, who knows how much money he would have made?
Well, in his death, he's a cash cow now. He's made so much money since he died.
Right.
Everything's back to...
Right.
Like, his estate has a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But he was right on the verge of losing Neverland Ranch to foreclosure when he died.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? And I don't think he knew.
Like, it was all kept from him?
I think everybody just kept everything from him. He was just shielded.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they still trying to sell Neverland Ranch? There was
talk. They sold it already.
Did they sell it?
What did they do with it?
Turn it into like a Graceland type of thing?
Well, that's what I thought they would have done, right? But here's an article from February that's for sale for $31 million, was just relisted after being on the market for $100 million. It was just relisted for $31
million. $70 million. They dropped off of it.
Well, that's quite a bit. Yeah. That's not taking $5,000 off the top.
That's a pretty creepy place to live, probably.
Oh, it sure is. Sure creepy.
If you want it, there's something wrong with you, probably.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad things that happened in the trees there.
Because we thought at the time that his family, maybe this obviously didn't want to do this, would turn it into some sort of like Michael Jackson attraction or theme park.
Yeah.
But maybe there's not enough parking. Like there's restrictions against it in the neighborhood. Like you
probably, yeah,
you think
right?
So.
Yeah, they don't. It's probably because
that would be massive, especially with the fans he has around the world. The Asian fans he has,
yes,
that would be a gigantic tourist destination.
Mm. You'd climb his trees,
yeah,
play with his monkey.
Yeah, I bet his financial guy was just like, oh my god.
But at the same time, they all knew. They were like, listen, we're about to go on a world tour. He's going to make another.
Yeah.
He's going to make $800 million bucks.
Like, he just bought a hippo made of diamonds.
I know he did.
I don't know how he found it even.
Can't say no to him.
It's a whole life-size hippo, but just made with diamonds.
So it's not as gigantic as you'd think. I mean, it is a 2,700-acre property, but it has 6 bedrooms, a pool house, gardens. Like, it's a big property with a not gigantic place on it.
Yeah, it didn't have a huge house, but didn't it have like, it was like a theme park though, right?
Yeah.
So there's the entrance. Well, you could probably build the big parking structure there. There's a lot of space. It sits on 2,700 acres.
Like, is that his house or is that a train station?
I think that's like a train station.
Yeah, I think that takes you to his house.
That's not his house? I always thought that was his house.
No, that's like the entrance to his house.
Yeah.
I don't know who would ever want to go here.
No.
It's creepy.
It's real.
I would want to go just to see how weird it was.
Like, that's what, and that's yeah. what I think.
Yeah.
Like, look how many people still go to Graceland to see Elvis's house.
Yeah, but Elvis wasn't accused of bad things.
Right. No.
That's the thing. That's the thing about Michael Jackson. It's like...
But a lot of people, you guys, I know, forget, a lot of people have let that all go.
Totally different.
Like, my whole mission in life is to never let that go.
Actually, the pictures of it, it's a beautiful property. Like, the property itself surrounded by mountains is pretty amazing. The weirdness of it is nuts, but... Like, that's a guest house, I guess, that train station-looking thing at the front. There's a petting zoo.
Man, oh, man.
Multiple barns.
Heavy petting zoo.
Heavy petting zoo.
I love that.
Bubbles. That was February. It's probably gone by now, but it was listed for $30 million. $70 million less than what it was initially.
I would assume that eventually you'll be able to get that land for like cheaper.
It'd be worth it than it's worth. You knock all that kitty tickling stuff down and build what you want.
But like, I have no idea where it is. Where is it?
Nobody knows.
What part of California? So it's California?
It is California.
Okay.
Sycamore Valley Ranch
is what it's known as.
So right where they make.
It's in Southern California.
Mm. Ranch
in Santa
dressing.
Barbara County.
Ranch dressing capital.
Yeah.
Sycamore Valley is at the same spot as Hidden Valley?
The Hidden Valley, maybe.
Oh, it's still for sale.
No, it's the Sycamore
it's
Valley.
It's still for sale.
It's with a home of ranch dressing.
I'm just making outlandish claims.
Sycamore Valley Ranch, as we know, the home of ranch dressing.
It's where they invented it. 1985.
Hidden Valley.
Not Hidden Valley, it's Sycamore Valley Ranch. With a competitor.
Make ranch dressing.
For the number one competitor to Hidden Valley Ranch.
The lesser known ranch dressing.
Yeah. Sycamore Valley Ranch.
Yep.
Come and get it.
They're the ones that invented it, you know, in 1991.
Made in Michael Jackson's basement. Sycamore Valley Ranch.
Dipping my chicken nuggets in that ranch.
There's a ton of stuff about... There's the raping tree.
Not the raping tree.
It is the raping tree.
It's a place right up there on the
I hate to tell you, but it's the raping tree.
It's still for sale.
Well... I can see why it is, because it's got its raping tree still. It's still, as beautiful as some of the areas are, some of the other areas are so creepy.
No one wants this.
That no one wants it.
Yeah.
You guys, you're thinking about it the wrong way. If we bought this and turned it into like a gigantic Airbnb or something, we could rent it out for a million. Oh, yes, you would. There's crazy rich people all over the world that would pay.
Somebody would have done it
already.
They pay to stay there. They pay big. We charge like $500,000 a week.
Nobody can afford that.
I mean, maybe. Now, I will say this. There may be some super rich Asian guys that might do this.
Yes.
Like two.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot.
I'm just saying, like,
so what are you saying? We're not all going to pool our money and buy Michael Jackson Ranch?
No, you can buy it, Dave.
I'll chip it as much as I can, Dave.
Okay, all right. Thanks,
I don't think James wants to live there.
We're going to need a $30,000 mortgage.
You got about $40. I can spot you, Dave.
And you can incorporate your ranch tour with it, too.
Absolutely.
James's ranch tour.
Just wait until we start ranch making all the ranch tour.
Hop on the kitty train, everybody. We're going on the ranch tour.
Wait until they make Sycamore Valley Ranch.
This is where Dr. Scientist Michael Bolton created ranch.
I love it.
I love a fake tour. Just a made up tour.
People
come on.
Be amazing. People love tours.
To our right, it's where we won the Revolutionary War.
Exactly.
Look at how much land he owns, though. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a humongous.
It's no neighbors. Nothing.
No. That's what.
So
that's
the theory
how
of the neighbors wouldn't like it. It's blown.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson couldn't have neighbors, that's for sure.
It's $70 million less, you know, so that no one wants it. I mean, eventually they'll sell it.
They'll have to take another. I say we offer $500,000, see what happens.
Dave offers $500,000.
You know what sucked for Dave? You know
what sucked for Dave? Dave lost his ass on Neverland.
Yeah, did you hear?
Did you hear about that? Yeah, he ruined his life.
Yeah, he ruined his whole life. No, he thought it would be funny, haha, to like put a bid on it. They took it.
Dave took his bid. Show his
he
life.
Can't sell it now.
His life took a crazy turn. He started some kind of mall from the 80s with all these 80s things, and he bought Neverland.
Idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
He bought Neverland.
He really made some bad heat.
Put them all in at Neverland?
Absolutely!
There you go. Now you have a reason to go
Michael
there.
Michael Jackson was the king of the 80s.
Yeah, you could sell like $15 tickets to the rape tree.
Oh, my God.
Who wants to climb the raping tree?
Well, it's $15 to look at it, $20 to climb it.
Yeah. Extra $5. You get it every time.
All right, so Michael Jackson lost the most money of all the celebrities in this article. Nicolas Cage, though, was next. He blew through $150 million between 1996 and 2011. His, too, was because of extravagant spending. And as we talked about just the other day, he bought two European castles and then $250,000 T-Rex skull that he had to return because it was stolen.
It's so tough to buy a couple castles and still have enough money to do other things with.
I think if you caught him during that time, you could have sold him anything. You'd have been like, these are pure angel wings.
Yeah, you're right.
And you'd have been like, give me five of them.
Yeah.
You're like, sweet. $2.8 million.
Mike Tyson earned $400 million beating people's faces in. But by 2003, he owed money to the IRS, the British tax authorities, a personal trainer, and others. He blew through $400 million.
It's crazy.
MC Hammer is one of the most legendary rags to riches stories.
Mm-hmm.
He was worth $30 million at one point, but in 1996, he declared bankruptcy. He ended up being $13 million in debt. He's finally worked a lot of that off, and I think he's above board again.
And to sell all those gold toilet seats he had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he...
And gold pants.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The pants.
I bought some. I bought one of them.
You have a pair?
I bought a pair of his gold pants. I won't touch them.
Hammer's gold pants.
I won't touch them. They're in a case.
They're
in a case.
Oh, my God.
No, they're in a case. I have
MC Hammer gold pants.
If I'm ever a millionaire, I'm going to buy MC Hammer pants, and I'm going to go to the nicest restaurant I can find.
I would. Can I go with you?
Yes. That's going to be incredible.
I've done it already.
So fun.
You've lived it.
It's old hat.
Kim Basinger, I forgot about her. She went broke buying an entire town. Back in 1989, Kim Basinger spent $20 million on Brazelton, Georgia, because she planned to build some kind of tourist attraction there, like a theme park or a movie studio. That fell through, all of it. So she ended up losing all $20 million, had to declare bankruptcy and sell the place. She was also sued because she pulled out of the movie Boxing Helena. She had to pay that studio $4 million for doing
that.
Wow. The brightest, huh?
Jeez.
With the money.
Yes. She lost her money doing exactly what Dave wants to do with Neverland Ranch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm the next convicted.
You might want to read that. She was like I thought she was like the prettiest girl in the world for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Batman time?
When she was in Batman.
And right before that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like she was like the hottest chick ever.
Burt Reynolds. His extravagant spending and his expensive divorce from Lonnie Anderson resulted in him declaring bankruptcy in the mid-90s. He later said, I've lost more money than is possible because I just didn't pay attention to it.
Mm.
And then Gary Coleman, who died
you killed
because
him.
Of us. Mm-hmm. As a child, he was making 70 grand an episode. 70 grand an episode on Different Strokes way back then.
Way back then, yeah.
But he got screwed over by his parents and his business advisor. He eventually won a settlement against them, but it wasn't enough. He never really was financially secure again. His career floundered. At one point, he took a job as a security guard.
Yep.
He ended up dying in 2010 at the age of 42, just minutes after being on our show.
Yeah.
Just minutes after an appearance on the David Show.
He was so mad about being on our show, he slipped.
He's just so angry.
Hit his head, right?
What was that?
That was the end of Gary Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Last interview ever was on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show.
Mm-hmm. You guys killed him.
I know.
Not a lot of remorse in that voice.
I know.
I know.
I'm aware. I know.
Gotcha.
I lived it.
Okay, you guys know Wayne Newton, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Famous, legendary Las Vegas entertainer.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne Newton's place in Vegas is kind of like what we were talking about with Neverland. It's open to the public to tour.
Really?
Bunch of 80-year-olds want to go tour.
I want to bang them.
I want to have sex with them for two lifetimes.
I want them in me.
It's called Casa de Shenandoah.
Who would ever want to go to that?
Well, like you said, old broads that go to Vegas.
Yeah.
So Wayne Newton has a monkey.
Okay. Does. Of course he does.
Wow, Wayne Newton's monkey is a bad monkey because Wayne Newton's monkey bites.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
A woman has just filed a lawsuit against Wayne Newton for at least $15,000 because his monkey apparently bit her daughter during a tour of Wayne's home in Las Vegas. The lawsuit says, quote, without any provoking, the monkey viciously attacked and bit the victim, causing injury to her body as well as emotional distress.
So she has a scar. She'll have a scar and she has to tell people. They're like, how'd you get that scar? Well, my mom took me to a tour of Wayne Newton's house and this monkey bit me.
That's a crazy thing.
Where'd you get the scar?
Oh, this?
Oh, that?
It's my Wayne Newton monkey scar.
Wayne Newton monkey scar.
That's my Wayne Newton monkey scar.
Your mother is horrible for
Wayne
taking
Newton
you there.
Has aggressive monkeys. That's all I'll say.
Come on, dear.
Well, that's the thing. We're assuming that it's like a... How
I
old
don't
is
know.
The kid?
It must be...
It says her daughter.
Right.
Her daughter could be 57.
Yeah, could you imagine? It's actually like a 96-year-old lady took her like 80-year-old daughter.
Because I don't see
the 911 calls old friend. If you gotta send somebody, oh my God, Wayne Newton's monkey just bit the living Jesus out of my 56-year-old daughter. That's a pissed off monkey. It's aggressive. Oh, it's coming back. It's still got her. Trying to drag her up in the tree. I think it's pissed off because it's got his same hair.
Mommy.
The monkey has his hair.
Wayne Newton songs are playing in the background.
What is even a Wayne Newton song?
I don't know.
Isn't it Donka Shane?
I can't remember.
Is?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
Donka Shane? That's it. I know there's some famous songs.
They sing a lot of them in the National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, that's the only way. That's probably the only reason I even know who Wayne Newton is.
That's the only reason I know who the hell he is.
That goddamn National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
That's Wayne Newton very young.
Oh, my God. I've never seen him young.
No, me neither. Look, it's a little monkey dancing a Donka Shane.
Oh, I'm going to pet it. Pet its head.
There, I'm gonna get you some.
Oh, he likes it.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, there's so much blood. Oh, God.
Mom!
Oh, no.
Mommy!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, help, Mom!
Oh, they got you good.
Mommy!
He's coming back. Coming back for more.
Mom!
Oh, he got you good.
Why didn't I take my arm out when I had the chance?
I don't know. You gotta stop petting him. Why'd you start?
He's so cute.
Why is he just loose? Why is he just loose?
He's just running around, scampering around.
That's what they don't tell you about Wayne Newton's house. Overrun by monkeys.
You think he's got one monkey? There's 100 monkeys.
It's like a goddamn Wicked Witch of the East in there.
Well, they have wings.
Yeah, this one didn't fly. Just had a little vest on. Stupid hair. That monkey was smoking
it's
cigarettes.
Hot the monkey to say, deplane. I don't know why.
Listen, monkey had an iPhone.
Before we move on, I looked up. Anyway, there's a picture of Wayne and his.
Oh, there's his monkey.
There's his Wayne and his monkey there. But I looked up this article this morning, and I got to tell you, Wayne Newton himself looks like a monkey now.
Well, he's had a lot of plastic surgery.
He's had
don't you think
done.
He looks very primate-like?
You think that he was going for the monkey look?
Yeah.
Give me the monkey. I'd like the monkey face.
Plastic
he
surgeon.
Looks like when you go to a museum and they show you like what like those like humans look like as they were evolving.
That's yes,
right.
Exactly.
That
That's
is what
saying.
He looks like. Like
like a Neanderthal.
Cro-Magnon
yeah,
man.
He looks like Cro-Magnon man.
Like he's gone back in time.
Very natural, Wayne. Ooh.
It's a good look, Wayne.
Look at your wispy hair.
Is his hair real?
No.
Nothing's
real.
No, right?
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
It's like he's going for the Mickey Rourke look.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the plastic surgery look, right?
That's what's so sad about Mickey Rourke looks like Wayne Newton, and that guy was like the hottest guy on earth, I think, for a minute.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Wayne Newton's hair. It makes no sense.
Doesn't at all. Because it's not real. It's been chemically engineered.
He's
a chemically engineered primate.
He really
wanted Elvis's hair too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know? He just got Donka Shane.
But he's got lots of money.
Yeah.
He's got all that money.
Vegas still
all
loves him.
Money.
Yeah, they still do, doesn't he? He makes a killing.
Yeah.
Is he still playing? He's still playing shows, right?
I think so.
He has a cane there, I saw. I don't know how.
Is he at the Mirage?
All the old ladies throwing their panties at him.
Oh, yeah, he could have any old lady ever.
I think he's doing Caesars.
Who was it that your mom liked, Dave? It wasn't
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, yeah. Not it was.
Yeah. She was a huge Humperdinck fan.
Not Tom Jones.
Oh, she liked Tom Jones too, but Humperdinck was her man.
Tom Jones could have the pick of it.
Oh, he's the one that those ladies love.
He's not unusual, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, he's got a 12-incher,
too. Yeah, doesn't he have like a giant dong?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's got a 12-incher.
That was my aunt. Confirmed? My aunt Ann loved.
I think it is.
Just really? Confirmed, you guys?
Tom Jones has a gigantic
penis. Yeah.
Him and 80s hitman.
Oh, I remember my mom. This is disturbing. I'm having a flashback. I remember my mom singing this song. So I Sing You to Sleep After the Lovin' was a big Humperdinck hit.
So she was singing this.
Oh, she would sing this song? All the time. All the time.
I don't know any of his music, I don't think.
I don't. So I Sing You to Sleep. Oh, I know. I think I know the song. Yes, of course.
Jesus. Oh, I do know this.
Yeah, that's a famous song.
I never knew that that is what he said. Yesterday.
I remember because my mom sang it all the time.
Was that the one? Didn't your aunt throw her panties?
Yes, and Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Yes.
Tom Jones.
Yeah. My aunt Ann was in love with Tom Jones. Right. My mom loved the Humperdinck.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, Tom Huey Jones. Lewis as well. Gigantic.
Oh. Huey Lewis has a
in
big,
the pants,
big donger.
Huge. One of the biggest.
Well, we've taken a turn here on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. Yep. But anyway.
The news actually was his.
That was the news.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I was Engelbert Humperdinck, I'd just be like, you want to go upstairs and Humperdinck?
I say that constantly.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak Show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.